Welcome to another episode of the Religion Law Podcast, where you learn about religious freedom and other religion law related topics through a short question and answer format. I'm your host, Michael Fielding. Let's see how you do on today's quiz. Welcome to Religion Law Quiz number 76, numero 76. In the interest of time today, we're going to keep this pretty short. Let's just dive straight into the question. If a state wants to create an even greater separation between church and state than is already ensured under the U.S. Constitution, is there any limitation on the state in doing this? That's an interesting question. Now, let's put that in a little bit more practical terms. So we know that we have the Establishment Clause under the First Amendment, and the Establishment Clause says that you have essentially church over here and the state over here, and we can't have a church becoming the state religion. That's why we have the Establishment Clause, to keep a separation between the two. And the Constitution creates some distance or some boundaries between that. And so the Supreme Court is saying that if you have a state legislature and they say, we get it, we respect what the federal Constitution does, but guess what? We want to go even further. So in other words, you have maybe the church and the state here. Imagine I have my two hands together and maybe they are like just half an inch apart. So there's clearly a separation, but they're not really far apart. And the state legislature comes in and says, guess what? We want to impose a lot more of a barrier, a lot more of a division. And so there is a very big or very far distance between state action and church action. And the question is there any limitation on the state from doing this? So essentially adding more requirement, adding more distance. What do you think? What is the answer? Well, the answer is yes, the state's actions are limited, and they are limited by, guess what? The Free Exercise Clause of the Constitution. Now, here's what the Supreme Court said in its 2020 Espinoza decision. The citation will be in the show notes. The Supreme Court said, quote, "The Montana Supreme Court asserted that the no aid provision serves Montana's interest in separating church and state more fiercely than the federal Constitution. But that interest cannot qualify as compelling in the face of the infringement of free exercise here. A state's interest in achieving greater separation of church and state than is already ensured under the Establishment Clause is limited by the Free Exercise Clause," close quote. Now, the takeaway, the interesting thing that we end up having here is you see that the Supreme Court is recognizing that there is this inherent check and balance, so to speak, within the First Amendment itself. And that check and balance is that if a state wants to kind of really run one direction and impose all sorts of regulations and rules so that they can say, hey, we are making sure that there is absolutely no possibility of an Establishment Clause violation, the Supreme Court is coming back and saying, sorry, you can't go that far because the Free Exercise Clause stops the state from doing that. So you have essentially this check and balance. And I think as I'm thinking about this, just as I'm talking here, I think actually a good analogy that we could use is that of a big rubber band. And I have, you've seen them. They're kind of the brown rubber bands. I use them all the time in work for wrapping, you know, just keeping papers together. And there's some elasticity. But the point here is that you have both the Establishment Clause and the Free Exercise Clause. They are within this rubber band, so to speak. So imagine you've got two poles or two sticks, and you have the rubber band going around the two of them. And it's this idea that you can maybe push them further apart a little bit, but if you try to take one of the poles or the sticks and really go to one extreme or one far distance, the reality of the matter is the rubber band kind of pulls it back. It stops it from going too far. And that, I think, is actually a really good analogy of this check and balance between the free exercise clause and the establishment clause. They keep a check on one another. Like, you know, you could turn this around and go in a different direction. Let's say that somebody has some desire to, you know, just really run wild with their free exercise actions. And they say, well, I'm an office holder. And because I'm an office holder, I can pray and I can do all these different things. Well, the point here is that if somebody was doing that, suddenly they're going to start running into an establishment clause violation. And so the establishment clause then acts as a competing check, so to speak, on the free exercise clause of the Constitution. It's really ingenious how it's set up between one another. And it helps this inherent check and balance is one of the beauties of our Constitution because it just keeps it functioning very well. Now, all right, I'm going to make one very quick commentary and then we'll be done. Many years ago, I was a young lawyer, I was driving to work. So I said, hey, I'd never read the Federalist Papers. And so I started listening to the Federalist Papers when I was driving into work. And I will tell you the one thing that really, really stood out to me, maybe above all other things, as I was listening to the Federalist Papers, is that the framers of the Constitution, and I would add those that also, when they adopted the Bill of Rights as well, those framers, the people that were involved there, they inherently knew human nature. And that is, I think, one of the ingenious things about our Constitution, because there is human nature to do certain things and go certain ways. And the Constitution has built into it this check and balance. And it's just, when you contemplate it and think about just what our human characteristics and our tendencies are, the Constitution helps keep us in check and keeps us functioning. And that's why I think it's just such a great document, is because it's created the framework to where we've had the United States of America. And there's been incredible prosperity, incredible growth. It has come incredible technological development. And all of that, or a lot of that, stems from the fact that we had stable government, a stable place to be, and people could prosper. All right. So I just had to give that one little side commentary, but it's just one thing that's always stood out to me. All right. Well, that does it for today. Hopefully you found this helpful. I will see you on the next Religion Law Quiz.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Remember, Religion Law Quizzes are for educational purposes only and are not intended to be relied upon as legal advice. If you have found this episode to be helpful, please share it and leave a review. Until we meet again, keep being an influence for good.